China provides 40% of the bailout. The IMF provides another 40%. And the consortium of American and Chinese energy companies tackles the remaining 20, in exchange for which they get drilling rights.
The U.S. would only have to contribute 150 of the $800 billion.
Russian companies would oversee production and get a slice of the revenues. These are the proposed development zones.
We split the drilling rights?
Yes, sir. China puts in more money, but we contribute our drilling technology.
Should we really be sharing that?
They're already trying to hack it from us.
Has Petrov agreed to this?
I'm planning to propose it to him in Brandenburg at the G7 summit. We've invited Russia and China to attend, but we didn't want to move forward until we had congressional approval.
We should discuss privately.
You're going to Brandenburg yourself? If his health continues to worsen.
We'll assess as we get closer, but no, I'll stay here if it looks dire.
We should probably draft an appropriation in case we need to pay for a state funeral.
Madam Secretary.
I could have come to the White House.
The Oregon Network. It answers to you.
Yes and no. In a regulatory capacity...
You have the power to modify the recipient list.
That's up to the network. They have an expert committee that determines...
President's life isn't going to be decided by a committee.
Let me show you something. He was number 3 yesterday. Number 1 got a transplant. Makes the president number 2. His chances are very good. But this man, Anthony Moretti, he's just hours away from dying.
Then let him die.
I'm not doing this. It's not just the law, it's the ethics.
Then change your ethics, or you can resign and your deputy can make this call. And if he won't, then he can resign, too. I will strip away this entire department until I find who I need. Now make the call.
Okay, I'm on.
You ever use it?
No, I use Google.
There's a small market share, but still, it's
billions of searches a month. Now, what if a certain candidate got more hits?
Was ranked higher, more positive coverage favored over negative coverage.
What if that candidate was William Conway?
Manipulating searches, the public would turn on them.
It gets them millions of votes.
Can you get me solid proof?
Well, I am not getting involved in something like this. What I will give you is advice as a friend.
Don't waste a year of your life on the Underwoods.
They've already lost the election. They don't even realize it.
I know you're only trying to help, and I'm sure you must feel frightened about Frank's condition.
You don't have to be delicate, Kathy.
I'd like you to let me do my job. China cannot be at the center of this negotiation or Raymond Tusk.
Involving the oil companies is the only shot we have at winning Republican support.
Do you remember when we played beer pong and you let me win? The two of us were sitting right over there in those two chairs, and you asked me for my advice.
It was good advice.
And you listened to it. I don't know why you won't now.
You were proposing a way forward. This time you're not.
Well, unlike you, my nomination was confirmed by the Senate because they believed I knew what I was doing. Forgive me, Claire, but it seems to me that you are taking advantage of the situation to assert authority you don't have
Kathy,
the right to assert.
You don't have Francis right now. I'm the best thing you've got, so please work with me on this.
Congress will never approve this. You're just wasting everybody's time.
The Republicans will get in line.
Not the Republicans, the Democrats. I spoke to Jackie Sharp when she heard that you developed this plan. She's a formidable woman, Claire, and very persuasive.
Remy Dan.
Remy. We need to talk about Jackie.
Such a nice night. Let's go somewhere outside.
Where do you want to go?
Take me to the bay. We'll go skinny dipping.
I thought you only had a couple hours.
I'll make up some excuse. Sick of hotel rooms.
We both got a big day tomorrow.
Why are you being no fun?
Because you're trying to kill my Bill.
You didn't want to see me. You wanted to lobby me.
Jackie, listen.
Who told you I was against it?
Burge's chief of staff.
But I'm sure you stand to make a lot of money on this.
It's not about the money.
Isn't that how Claire convinced you? I just wanted to leave it tonight. I didn't want to be mad at you. I just wanted... I don't understand why you're helping her.
You've got to get Birch on board.
The Underwoods have lied to me. They've used me. They've tried to intimidate me. I don't know what Claire's up to, but I'm not going to let it happen without a fight. Not with the State Department against it.
Claire knows. About you and me. She got photographs. Must sleep in the same hotel at the same time, multiple occasions.
Take me back to my car.
Jackie, listen.
Turn around now, please.
There's a reason I haven't been in touch. I wanted to protect you. She's...
I don't want to talk about it. Just stop the car and let me out or drive me back.
I'll take you back.
A day or two. We might not have much warning, Mr. President. When the liver is this close to failure, things can happen suddenly. You should be prepared.
What's happening with his hand?
It's called asterixis. It happens when the body can't clear ammonia.
Thank you, Dr. Saxon. I'm not going to Brandenburg.
No, you have to.
Kathy will negotiate on my behalf.
I don't trust her on this.
That's a risk we'll have to take. The risk I won't take is being overseas if the president dies. We don't even know if Congress will approve the appropriation for the bailout.
They will approve it. I'll make sure they do.
You shouldn't be worrying about this now, Claire. You should be focused on Frank.
need to put him on the ventilator to protect his airways. You should go now. Go get some rest.
Can't wait.
What is it?
Polyop. The search engine. Conway is working with them. They can manipulate what people search for. It gives them a huge advantage.
Wait, slow down. What does this mean?
It means that we lose. Conway's name, his image, they can control what people see. They can force feed it.
Even if they're not doing that, even if they're just tracking users, it's enough to beat us. You know what people are searching for? You know everything. Their hopes, their fears, what they're thinking about when they're staring at the ceiling in the middle of the night.
Who told you this?
Someone I trust.
I can't deal with this right now.
We have to do something, Claire.
Well, my husband just had a seizure. There may not even be an election.
I'm sorry.
If Francis survives, we will deal with this then. Right now, I need to focus on what's right in front of me.
There was no criminal wrongdoing that we can fathom. But why take the chance?
Because pleading the fifth makes it look like I broke the law.
I agree.
So I'll tell the truth.
I'll own it. Yes. That you didn't meet with him.
Are you suggesting
that... It's the Attorney General's word against Heather's.
As your lawyer, I can't be part of this conversation.
We can still win this campaign.
I'll be in the lobby.
I'll back you up. The security detail only saw me and Goodwin together, not the two of you.
This is under oath.
Underwood's people are trying to smear us.
The whole point of this campaign was to be the opposite of Underwood.
I thought you wanted this.
Not if it means breaking the law.
Do you think he'd even be having this conversation? You actually care about the law, Heather. Which is why you need to be president.
Mrs. Underwood.
Bob, I didn't realize the leader and I were just discussing the bailout package. President Blythe just wanted me to stress how important it is that the Democrats stick together right now with Francis Bean.
There's no need. I just called the speaker to schedule an emergency vote.
I'm sure the president will be pleased.
How's Frank?
He's hanging in there. I'm sure you want to get back to the hospital, but thank you for making the personal visit.
Thoughts and prayers, Claire.
Thank you, Bob. I'll walk you out. Excuse me, leader.
You came here to threaten me.
We don't need to be at odds, Jackie.
Do you plan on hanging this over my head every time I try to oppose you?
You can't fault me for your sloppiness.
That's a yes.
As long as we're working together, you have nothing to worry about.
Mr. President, I wouldn't get your hopes up. The members of the G7 are already ruffled because Russia was invited, and Petrov may be using this opportunity to embarrass us in front of the international community.
Yes?
The First Lady is here, sir.
Send her in.
Sir, I would like to finish our briefing.
I'm not going to keep the First Lady waiting if she wants to see me.
I'm sure you've heard.
Yes, first called a few minutes ago.
I'd like to join you in Brandenburg, Kathy.
Well, I appreciate you wanted to pitch in, but I really don't think that's necessary.
No, I know this plan better than anyone.
Mr. President.
There is only one shot at this. Everyone at the same table.
What about Frank?
In Brandenburg, I can be useful. I can't here.
The First Lady cannot negotiate on behalf of the United States government.
The delegation is at your discretion, Mr. President.
It might be good for you to have some support.
Her presence undermines my authority as Secretary of State.
Kathy, Petrov is incredibly stubborn. Trust me, I know. Why wouldn't you want to have every asset available to you? Allow me to do this, Mr. President.
Sir?
If it increases our chances.
It will, I promise.
Then join us. We're going over the briefing now.
You tried, Frank. Which is more than most people ever do. Right now, it's just us. Rest your eyes. We have all the time in the world.
Danny, what was that? Danny?
Nothing, Mom.
Open the door.
Mrs. Underwood, Dr. Saxon is on the line.
Excuse me. Hello?
Good evening, or good morning. President Underwood is currently being prepped for surgery to receive a liver transplant. Barring any complications, the surgery is expected to take 12 to 13 hours. We'll update you about the progress if need be, but probably nothing more until the operation's completed.
We could turn the plane around right now, ma'am. You'll be back before he's out of surgery.
We should do that, Claire. I'll be late to the summit, but everyone
no.
will understand.
We're almost there. We keep going.
Honestly, Claire.
Inform the captain to stay on course.
Yes, ma'am.
Connect me with Seth Grayson, please.
He's already gone in.
The First Lady is currently en route to Brandenburg. And will not be in Washington for the surgery. She will continue on to the G7 summit to assist Secretary Durant as planned. She asked me to read the following statement. It was a difficult decision for me not to return.
But I know my husband. If he were conscious,
he'd tell me to press on.
That the best way to be at his side is to serve my country.
And I can serve it better in Germany than in a waiting room. If there's an emergency, I'll return immediately.
But I have the utmost faith in the medical team at Jefferson Memorial. I'm praying for a successful procedure.
And I ask all of you
to join me in praying for my husband. Your president.
Right over there, Miss Dunbar.
May your attorneys be joining us?
I've asked my attorneys not to attend.
We have to advise you that it's in your best interest.
I'm well aware, Mr. Morgan. It's not my first time at this table.
We have to advise you that it's in your best interest.
Thank you, President Zhou. President Petrov.
Russia shares China's desire for inclusion. We're looking forward to productive talks.
And we also want to extend our sincere best wishes for President Underwood's surgery. He's dearly missed at this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, shall we begin?
The most pressing order of business is the joint IMF American-Chinese debt relief package to the Russian Federation.
The recording? Ms. Dunbar, any statement you make will be part of the public record as part of the DOJ report. Although this video is simply for purposes
of... You can make the video available to the media. I have nothing to hide.
So you're waiving your right to keep the video from public view?
I am.
The Attorney General says you pressured her to look into Lucas Goodwin's claim.
I've read the Attorney General's statement.
We also have a deposition from a young woman, a staffer, who says Goodwin posed as a volunteer at an event in Cincinnati on March 8th.
Did you meet with Mr. Goodwin?
I shake hundreds of people's hands at every event. If he was in Cincinnati, there's a chance I may have shaken his. But the claim that he and I met one-on-one...
So you're saying you didn't meet with him?
We have phone records, Ms. Dunbar. You did speak to the Attorney General.
Martha is my former boss and an old friend. We speak frequently. Why she would claim that
I... Need a simple answer, Ms. Dunbar. Did you or did you not meet with Lucas Goodwin privately in Cincinnati?
Yes. I met with a man I didn't know who turned out to be unhinged. I contacted the Attorney General because she's the top law enforcement official in the country and WITSEC is under her jurisdiction. I did nothing wrong.
Tell us the nature of this meeting.
I'd like to say for the record that I think this interview is an act of political sabotage. Its goal is to make me look guilty by association. But there are the way things look and the way things actually are. When I investigated Frank Underwood, he looked innocent, but he wasn't. I couldn't prove it, but I knew it to be true.
Ms. Dunbar?
You have proof that I met with Mr. Goodwin. I've admitted it. All that proves is that I'm honest. Unlike a president who would use the Department of Justice to target his political opponent for his own personal gain.
Let me remind you, ma'am, the president was unconscious when this investigation began. And it's
currently... It doesn't matter whether he was unconscious or not, whether he lives or dies. The president is the people who work for him.
I don't think this is going to work. Petro's talking the talk in session, but he won't meet with me privately.
Chinese are ready to sign, that's the holdup.
It's not Chinese. He refuses to meet with anyone other than a head of state.
Then see if he'll meet with the president's wife.
It doesn't change the fact that he is morally corrupt, and he has corrupted the institutions that report to him. That is why I am running for president, because someone needs to fight this.
So not only did she meet with Goodwin, she's using the investigation to attack a president who's on the operating table as we speak.
Yeah, the way she keeps defending herself only gives conspiracy theorists more
than
she wants. Now, I'm not saying that she was involved.
Without a doubt.
Way, but many are taking to social media to implicate...
Hello, Cynthia.
Think you might have anything for me? On your campaign?
Yeah, it's ironic that
I'm going to hang up now. Good luck.
Mr. President, the transplant's complete. Now they're closing him up. We'll see how he accepts the new organ.
Maybe we should try and get Claire on the phone.
Yeah.
Soon. We're waiting for him now. Okay. Okay, thank you, Donald. So it's going well, unless his body rejects. Mr. President.
Mrs. Underwood.
Mr. President.
I thought we were meeting alone.
As the administration's representative, I need to participate in any conversations.
Madam Secretary, I believe my people were very clear.
Would you give us a moment, please, Kathy? Just a little while. I'll be outside.
So, how is surgery going?
So far, so good.
You must be exhausted. Sit. Sit. I imagine you'd rather be at the hospital.
Well, this is too important, and you weren't going to negotiate with Secretary Durant.
What makes you think I'll negotiate with you?
Well, isn't that why we're sitting here?
Maybe I just wanted to see your face again. Maybe I'm fond of it. You are a beautiful woman, Mrs. Underwood. Those lips. Would you say something for me? Would you say, shame on you, Mr. President?
Really, Victor? Are we going to dredge that up?
An apology would do. If you want to negotiate.
Well, you'd lose respect for me if I apologized.
Yes. Yes, this is true.
I'm not here for a sightseeing trip, Victor.
So, Francis needs a liver. And I need a bailout. What do you need?
I need for you to agree to the terms.
Oh, yes, the terms. The terms, yes. But why are you here? And not with Francis? When your mother's sick, you go to her. Not your husband. Whether the story's true. Other problems, Claire.
What are your concerns with the Chinese?
There are too many drilling sites in sensitive areas. It's a security issue to us.
And what sites in particular are you worried about?
Oh, you are familiar with the individual zones.
It's my plan. I know it backwards and forwards.
I see. So that's why it's so important to you. Because it's yours.
Is that one of these? On the Pacific coast.
You asked me, sir?
She's in Germany.
Germany.
I'll have to catch you up on, Mr. President.
And you are.
Raymond.
The Chinese are getting skittish.
They want to know why it's taking so long.
If Petrov doesn't agree soon, they may back out.
Thank you, Raymond.
I'm on standby.
We need to shake hands on this.
No. No, I told you. Nothing on Sakhalin Island.
It's two zones on the southern end. Then you have your bailout.
It opens the door I don't want to open.
They're being more than reasonable, Mr. President.
Reasonable? In whose eyes? You and China are raiding Siberia.
We didn't run your economy into the ground. You did.
Is this how you tried to convince Michael Corrigan before he hung himself? Because that's what you're asking me to do. To tie the noose around my own neck. What's next? The Black Sea? The Arctic? I cannot allow the Chinese ships to come this close to my sovereign.
Mrs. Underwood, President Underwood is on the line.
He's awake?
Yes, ma'am.
Go, go. We're done here.
I can't speak with him right now.
Mrs. Underwood.
I will let you know when I'm available.
Yes, ma'am.
You should talk to your husband.
I'm not leaving here until we have an agreement.
But you're an amateur, Claire. You fly in, you puff up your chest, and you pretend to play president. But what would you be without your husband? Nothing. A pretty face. So, yes. Play the president if you like. Go. Tell the Chinese they get nothing on the Pacific. You think you can do that, Mrs. Underwood?
Your people are hurting. 6 months at most, they're going to be marching on Red Square. I'm done letting you have your dignity. The truth is, you're a beggar. On your knees, and you will take whatever we shove down your throat. Victor. Take the deal. Get your dignity back.
Madam Secretary.
Joint control of zones 61 and 67. We've got an agreement pending the president's approval.
Well, he's sleeping now. They're moving him back to the White House soon.
And how did he seem?
I only talked to him briefly, but the doctors say the organ is taking well so far.
They're expecting a quick recovery.
You've done an outstanding job, Mr. President.
So have you, Claire.
I'm going to try and get some rest.
Of course. Have a safe flight.
Experts were pessimistic that anything meaningful could come out of the summit. But Durant
drafted the appropriations bill from the Speaker's office.
Let's put it on the desk.
Secretary of State Catherine Durant had this to say from Brandenburg.
President Petrov and I worked through the night in concert with the Chinese government in order to come up with an agreement, along with partners in the private sector. The United States, China, and Russia will collaborate on a plan to extract oil from untapped sites in eastern Siberia. This will then enable a return to a more stable oil market as well as a stable global economy. Now, in order to make this plan viable and mitigate any tax burden to the American and Chinese taxpayers, the corporations will provide the bulk of the investment, the infrastructure to extract the oil and the technology. And then the profits will then be distributed commensurately amongst these corporations.
I'm getting a lot of questions about the First Lady's involvement.
We stick to our message that she was just there to assist. Secretary Durant led the effort.
There's multiple reports that she and Petrov had a long meeting.
They greeted each other. That's it.
So we deny.
The president hasn't approved the plan yet. We want to focus on his recovery, not the... Yes?
Secretary of Health for you, sir.
I'll find you in your office. Madam Secretary.
I just sent you an email.
Hold on.
What is this?
The father you see there? That's who we bumped for the president. He died an hour ago. Father of two. Loving husband.
Delete it. Right now, from your outbox.
I already did, but I wanted you to see his face.
The family he left behind. Are you in a lot of pain?
Nothing I can't handle. Meet you.
I spoke to his mother. Francis, don't...
Help me up.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's good for the recovery. Doctor's orders. He wants me on my feet at least once a day. Let's take a walk. Well, let me see if I can do it. I'm going to approve your plan. It's a good plan.
It was hard. Harder than I thought it would be.
Stay with me.
Always us against them.
Always. Otherwise, what's the goddamn point?
I can't do it, Francis. I can't come back and be First Lady.
Not that. Not that. I said you were nothing in the old without me. It's the other way around.
It would have to be different.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Come on. Let's see if you can make it to the end of the hall.